monitor him.
G4, didn't quite get all that. This is KF4NXY, David.
I'll talk to you, Dave. NC9B. Good evening.
NC9B. Yeah, I believe I talked to you real early this morning.
Make me feel it now, because it's been a long day. I don't normally work this long, but about ran my time clock out. That's the closest I'm getting to running the full 14 hours anyway.
That's a long day. I was kind of creepy myself. Don't know if I'll be in here when it's time for the net or not.
Yeah, you and me alike. I might have to go home and get some dinner, and once I get that dinner, you know what's going to happen after that. I'm going to fall asleep.
Okay, I'll go home and get you something to eat. I done had supper. The wife made a hamburger steak with pepper and onions, and it was a really good meal, and I think that's kind of making me a little on the sleepy side, too.
I give my wife credit for her. That woman can cook, let me tell you. I've not had any chili, any spaghetti. Tonight we're having Mexican chicken that she fixes. That's really killer with rice or something. But it's really good. She can cook. She's not helping me lose any weight, that's for sure. So I know how you feel.
I do pretty good making a pot full of spaghetti. I've kind of learned how to do that. And a low country boil, I'm pretty good at whipping up one of them, too. But Marie's pretty good on a lot of other things. She makes some really good cakes. And almost anything that needs to be cooked. And she tries to make it where it don't have so much sugar in it. I've got that old diabetes, and that can be aggravating pain in the butt.
And my wife, she did some cake decorating at Walmart. She's a hair seater, I guess. She was a cake decorator, both of those, make cakes and everything. And of course, the store-bought cakes just don't taste like homemade cakes. She did wedding cakes there for a while. But, man, that woman could cook. That was Brad that was in it earlier. SBX is his call. He lives over in Simpsonville.
This is W4SBX. I'm sorry about coughing my call out there, but then I was at a drive-thru and had to answer something. I'm driving right around to get in line. But anyway, guys, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but just want to say hello.
Hey, come on in.
Yeah, right. I hear you guys talking about them long hours. I didn't quite work 14, but a little over 11. I've been up since 2:45 this morning, so it ain't fun. And that's what I'm fixing to do. I'm going to get something else to eat, and I'm going to go home and go to bed. Over.
At the drive-thru, Brad, I would have ordered my food. Confused the lady on the loudspeaker.
I got here a few minutes before it was ready, and I kind of knew it, but he said it'd be ready in about 2 minutes. If somebody pulls up, just pull around. Now I got two people in front of me. I probably could drive around and go get inside and get it, but I'll just sit out here and wait. But where I'm at is supposed to be a good location in Simpsonville. They call it the Hill of Simpsonville, and I wanted to know how I was getting out right here.
Sure, Dave would agree. Full flighting, totally readable.
One of these days, I want to come up here and just sit in the parking lot and just try a simplex with someone.
Take a ride to the Paris Mountain or come up to the mountains.
Yeah, I wanted to do that too. You know, one place I've never been is Sassafras Mountain. I heard that's the highest peak, I guess the highest elevation in South Carolina, from what I heard. I don't know if you've heard about that or not.
About South Carolina. Dave, you know anything about that?
Enough at sassafras fountain. It's been a few months back, and the bunch of people up there were bird watching, and migratory time or something, and there were a bunch of people up there at a, they kind of got a podium that you can walk up on, and you got a pretty good view up there. You could probably do pretty good with simplex up there.
W4SBX, but my brother-in-law has been a ham since 76, and he tells me it's like the highest peak in South Carolina anyway. But I knew a lot of CB guys before I became into ham. They would drive up there with CBs. Of course, they run power behind them. But you wouldn't be able to, I mean, with what they're running, they would get long distance on their conversations, I guess.
Kid, I lived in Easley, and I just had a little 4-watt CB, but there was a small mountain up in Pickens. I don't even can think of the name of the thing right off now. That's been so long ago, but I got up there and pointed the car back toward Greenville, and I was talking in the Greenville pretty good. So, oh yeah, height makes all the distance, I mean, all the difference in the world as far as distance and, you know, with any band.
I'm pulling up in at the window now, guys. I'll be a second. Give me 1 second.
A whole minute in Z9V.
We're in XY.
This online because I had $8 Papa Dough, Papa John's, and it said I didn't meet the $14 order. Well, that's because I used their dough. So I got messed up, or not messed up, I got tired of trying it, so I said, well, I'll just come up here and get it.
First part of that, Brad. Sorry about that.
Before SBX, mobile with food in the car.
Driving down the highway smelling it, but you can't eat it.
Yeah, especially this. Now, when I drove home from work today, I stopped up at Wendy's. This one Wendy's in Fountain Inn, boy, I tell you what, they have the best drive-through I've ever seen in my life as far as speed. You don't ever wait there for nothing. They must have good managers, but I ate that Baconator sandwich on the way home, and I got a little mess on my shirt, but yeah, I couldn't wait to eat.
I usually don't make it home if I go through the drive-thru.
Yeah, sometimes I just get just a burger and no fries, but if I get fries, they're half gone or all gone before I get home.
I stop at McDonald's and just get only fries. Get their large fry, and that'll be a snack on the way home.
The difference is, but I think they do have the best french fries from a fast food restaurant.
I could go to the McDonald's in West Columbia and get a hamburger, fries, and a drink for a quarter.
That's back when money actually meant something. Now, if you would just, I don't know, collect it all. There's some rich people in this country, I tell you that. But, yeah, I miss those days. I used to go get the Bell Burger. Remember, we used to have the Bell Burger or Taco Bell? She was working at Taco Bell. Ooh, I have me some Taco Bell now.
Complete.
He had keys. He got the last word you said. That was it.
Oh, okay. I'm pulling up at home now. And but I was saying, you remember that old Wendy's commercial, Where's the Beef?
Oh yeah.
I was saying, I feel that way everywhere I go now because Big Mac is smaller than it used to be, I swear to God it is, and the Whopper, and it's like, reminds me of that commercial, Where's the Beef?
Aldi's sells these little eclairs, chocolate eclairs with Bavarian filling in them. And we all been to White Farm torpedoes. But we were buying them things, and they come in a little plastic tub. Man, the last time I had to go buy those, they cut the tub size in half. Yeah, I'm not happy about that. But go on inside, Brad. Good talking to you. Enjoy your food. And see you 9B.
We're getting parked, but good talking to you, fellas. And I'm going to say 73s myself. I'm going to try to eat and get to bed here shortly, probably before 8:30. But before the net starts. But anyway, it's good talking to you guys. And W4SBX, I'll be clear on your phone.
Have a good one. NC9V.